Hello and welcome back to Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. Welcome to the latest edition of the show. My name, as always, Ryan McQueenie, hasn't changed since last week or any of the other weeks this show. I'm your host of this wonderful tech-themed podcast, and today we're actually going to be looking forward a couple days to the Thanksgiving holiday and doing a special Turkey Day edition of the show. Yes, that's right. I'm a sucker for themes. I really wanted to do a holiday-themed show this week because we have the shortened week, and I just get the sense that investors are looking for something else to think about to break this lull in the markets, this really volatile, frustrating stretch. Everybody's excited for the holiday, for the break, maybe hit refresh and hopefully have a little post-Thanksgiving rally to end the year, if you will. So I'm getting to thinking, you know, this is obviously a tech-themed show. We do everything from kind of gadget comparisons and reviews and kind of just my mullings about certain new tech products to, you know, deep dives into tech companies' earnings reports and trends and all sorts of stuff. So I'm thinking, okay, how do I do a Thanksgiving-themed show centered around tech? Unfortunately, the intersection of tech and Thanksgiving is relatively limited. The more I thought about it, the more I realized it's actually one of the few holidays that I think has kept its tradition together pretty well, in the sense that there's a parade, there's the turkey, there's the exact same football teams playing every year. You know, we've got Thanksgiving pretty much down, and the crux of celebrating Thanksgiving is a big family-oriented meal in which there are a half a dozen staple dishes that have been the staple dishes for decades and decades and decades. And so it's pretty low tech. I mean, yeah, I could probably maybe have done like some kitchen gadgets or something like that. But you know, I think outside of, you know, the meal and that type of stuff, if you think about the way technology, specifically a few major tech companies, a few Silicon Valley giants, if you will, and a couple from elsewhere on the West Coast. If you look at the impact they've had on the world over the past several years, and then you think about the traditions of Thanksgiving, these companies actually, you know, kind of indirectly in many ways, did help the traditions of Thanksgiving evolve. So maybe not how you eat your turkey and that type of stuff, but I'm going to run through a few things that I jotted down where I'm like, okay, yeah, here's tech's influence on the Thanksgiving tradition. And the first point I want to talk about is communication and spending time together. So that's the big thing about Thanksgiving, really all of our winter holidays, regardless of what you celebrate over the next month and a half or so. You know, a fundamental part of it is spending time with your loved ones, spending time with your family. And typically over the years, that has been in person, and still to this day, very much an in-person thing. It's obviously an incredibly busy period for traveling because people want to go home for the holidays and spend real quality time with their loved ones. But you know, trying to kind of make this point to the tech, I think there is something interesting to think about how new technologies over the last decade or so have really evolved the way we think about spending time with each other and kind of reduced the necessity for that actual physical interaction to the point where there are some people who might even be cutting costs or, you know, avoiding multiple long distance trips by simply going, you know what, we can use Skype. We can use, you know, which is a Microsoft product. I'm just going to put an emphasis on the companies behind these because that's kind of the overarching point of the episode. We've obviously got Apple's FaceTime. To me, one of the easiest to use and most, you know, brand name relevant video chatting platforms there is, super easy to use on the iPhone or any Apple product, really. And I think, you know, I'm kind of picturing a more modern Thanksgiving or really a modern winter holiday in any sort where You know, maybe there's a group of family members on one side of the country and a group of family members on the other side of the country, and the logistics of, you know, traveling for everybody to meet up weren't there, but you take 20 minutes out of your day and there's a group Skype back and forth or group FaceTime back and forth. I don't think it's necessarily a tradition, but it's something that definitely exists in this world. And that got me thinking about kind of how that video chatting technology has gotten even better recently and has gotten to the point where, you know, you really can feel like you're in the same room as folks on the other side of the world. And, you know, it's a device that we talked to. I'm going to specifically share an example of a device we actually talked about on this show not but a couple months ago, and that is a new player here in this market, the Facebook Portal and the larger Facebook Portal Plus. Now, if you'll remember this episode, I actually kind of criticized Facebook's timing of this, or really just kind of pointed to the absurdity of one of the world's least trusted tech companies saying, hey, we're going to put a camera in your living room. That said, you know, I think I did acknowledge the fact that the Portal and the Portal Plus looked cool. You know, it has AI in the camera and platform itself, so it kind of focuses on you as you move. You can do joint things like listening to Spotify together with both sides of the call. If it's a group shot, it'll recognize that it's a group shot and do a full room pan. If it's just one person, it'll focus in on you and track you as you move around. And one of the really cool things about it, you know, putting aside my bones I would pick with Facebook, one of the cool things about it is you could buy a pack of two, the Portal and the Portal Plus together, and you'd get a discount on them. So immediately I'm just picturing, and again, this is not a tradition or anything. This is a very unique type of circumstance, but I'm picturing, you know, buying the set and giving the one of the devices to maybe an older member of your family who's not quite as familiar with the different video streaming or video chatting platforms, and saying, hey, just throw this in your living room and we can talk together. And that could be a way you connect on Thanksgiving. So I think, you know, my first point I want to make about the modern Thanksgiving or the modern holiday experience that has really been led or helped evolved by our major tech companies is this communication and spending time together. From there, I want to move to cord cutting in the Christmas special. So one thing that's always special about Thanksgiving is that you're kind of getting in the mood for Christmas or really any of the winter holidays. And one way you do that is by sitting down and watching the TV specials and movies. Of course, Thanksgiving has the Thanksgiving Day Parade and the football games. And, you know, we know right off the bat that experience in and of itself, sitting down and watching something, clearly that has evolved significantly over the last few years. And I think sitting down and waiting for that one time a year, the thing you want to see comes on, is not really a thing anymore in many cases. And I think, you know, we see that manifest itself during the holidays in a bunch of different ways. You know, we have all these things on demand on streaming services like Netflix and Amazon. Your Sling TVs are going to get you the football games, all that type of stuff. And, you know, the Christmas movie is now, it's not wait for the ABC Family showing of this beloved Christmas movie on a random Tuesday night in December. It's not, we got to watch the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special at this time on Thanksgiving. It's, I can watch these whenever I want at any point of the year, but, you know, especially whenever I want during the holiday season. And that, I think, is really cool. You'll see Netflix and Amazon really lean into this. They're going to have, you know, all sorts of Christmas or holiday special categories and probably spruce it up all nice. I know for Halloween, the whole platform of Netflix was kind of spooky themed, and they pointed you right to all the Halloween focused scary movies and that type of stuff. So we'll see that again. And when you get bored on Thanksgiving, when everyone's in the lulling to sleep from the tryptophan, and you want to just throw on a holiday movie, you know, Netflix is going to be the go-to for millions and millions and millions of households around the world. So that, or well, around the country. So I think that's a really interesting point. And what's even cooler is we have the likes of Netflix trying to contribute their own new additions to the Christmas spirit. So I mentioned the classics, the Charlie Brown Thanksgivings of the world, Charlie Brown Christmas specials. But even kind of Netflix is getting in on the fun and offering up super cheesy Lifetime style movies that are really, they're corny and they're cheesy, but they're enjoyable. And they're the exact type of thing I'm talking about here where, you know, they, everybody has their favorite silly ABC Family, Disney movie or something that they like to watch during the holidays. Netflix has already thrown its hat in the ring with A Christmas Prince, which became a cult classic last year. I believe there's a sequel coming either this year or next year. Just a really silly plot and was, you know, a cheap, low-budget film, but I think a ton of fun. And now this year, though, I think, just to give you a heads up, the Christmas Prince of this year is going to be The Holiday Calendar, a Netflix original which follows a struggling photographer trying to juggle romance and a pesky advent calendar that predicts the future. So again, really corny Christmas movies by way of Netflix. I'm sure Amazon and the other competitors are up to the same stuff here over the next few weeks. And so that's the second point I want to point out, that how these tech companies are influencing the modern holiday celebration with cord cutting and the changes that we've seen to the Christmas special. And then the last thing I want to talk about, of course, obviously, is the way Black Friday has evolved over time thanks to new technologies. We, of course, know Black Friday is one of the busiest shopping holidays of the year in the entire world, especially here in the U.S. because of it's the day after Thanksgiving. It has been widely recognized as this Black Friday shopping holiday. Really, if you look at the history since around the 80s or later on, it really peaked. Peak Black Friday, I think, was like the mid-2000s in terms of just the use of the word in our lexicon and how busy the day was itself. You know, over the next several years after the mid-2000s, we saw that getting ahead of Black Friday and opening on Thanksgiving became a huge trend. That has actually kind of pulled back in recent years as people said, hey, you know what? We don't really want these businesses to be opening on Thanksgiving. We don't want to leave on Thanksgiving and do this. Still a thing to an extent, but so you've already seen that's, you know, Black Friday, and that's not even really mentioning the tech at all, but Black Friday has kind of naturally evolved throughout the years. I think the most obvious way to point at tech's influence on Black Friday is the creation of a completely different day that kind of rivals Black Friday or is part of this huge black shopping weekend, if you will, and that's Cyber Monday. And I just want to touch on the history of Cyber Monday a bit. This is apparently kind of in the word or the phrase was kind of invented in 2005 by the National Retail Federation, specifically a website called shop.org that the NRF owns. It is the Monday after Black Friday. So it's the first Monday after Thanksgiving as well. And it wasn't really like a marketing campaign or something. It was just a term coined to describe a trend that retailers actually recognized in the mid-2000s, which was that people were often finding themselves too busy to shop over the Thanksgiving weekend. Maybe it's because they had family in town. Maybe it's because, you know, too busy cooking and cleaning and all other stuff. And so they got to that Monday afterwards and were like, oh, crap, I missed the cool time to go to the store and shop, but, you know, now I can go online. So that's why Cyber Monday kind of got busy in the first place, and then now it is very much a thing, if you will. There's Small Business Saturday as well. It's a busy shopping stretch, really busy until the new year is finished as well. But I just think about, you know, trying to keep this here with the tech companies. Obviously, the likes of an Amazon and the way that it can maneuver you know, and kind of levy its power in the e-commerce world to succeed and to really have an advantage over traditional retailers during stretches like this. You know, it's already offering discounts. It's already got two-day free shipping programs in place. It already has that really widespread logistical framework to deliver and to remain consistent during these incredibly busy stretches. And if anything, I think that has just pushed traditional retailers to match that. And it's taken time. We've seen these companies have to invest a lot of money to do it, but we've seen the likes of Target and Walmart respond with their own two-day shipping programs for the holidays, especially. We see a company maybe like a Macy's or a Nordstrom, these department stores that are mall-based that probably, you know, took years to get the hang of Black Friday and then have gone, okay, now we have to do a Cyber Monday thing as well, because if we don't do it, our competitors, Amazon or whoever, is going to do it, and they're gonna seize that new demand and that new interest for the online shopping. So, you know, I think if anything, that the tech companies have pushed the traditional retailers to evolve, and that has, some of them are even doing it much better than Amazon is, in my opinion. But I think the inspiration really came from the e-commerce platforms first, and then that pushed the industry to adapt. And now we as consumers have so many options and so many good deals over the next few days. So those are my points. I guess just reviewing communication and spending time together, cord cutting, and the effect it's had on the Christmas special, or the holiday special, I should say. And of course, Black Friday and Cyber Monday. That is tech's influence, Silicon Valley's influence, if you will. Of course, obviously mentioned to several non-Silicon Valley-based tech giants, but you get my point there. Their influence on Thanksgiving and the rest of the winter holidays. And with that, I will wrap things up by wishing everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. Take a break, take a deep breath, if you will. Relax, enjoy your time with your family and your loved ones. We'll see you next week. As a reminder, if you feel that we missed something or if you want to cover a different story, shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. Remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. We're also available on SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, basically anywhere that you get your podcasts from. Thank you for tuning in to this special Thanksgiving edition of the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. We'll see you next time.